56 year in Yavamos called Zion Shvat, Hey Tav Shilamet Vav, Thursday, January
29, 1976.
Here?
You probably had to mark what one should do. So I won't be able to fill it up. Cohen Shlomo.
Here.
Cloman. Beckman. Eisenstein. Fredman. Goldenhirsch. Left. Greenman. Hershkovitz. Kaiser. Huffman. Katz. Satanic outfit. He does not hear. Krinsky. Now we left off before the vacation. It's a long time. That we take some dollars. Omar Abriri, Bamimu, Omar Marukro, Marshmuel, Soras Miramenes, Asur, Liman. Now, so the aloha by Milne is that if the Kedushin is Dushin the Rabbanon, let's say Akhtanosh and Isseis, Shaloi Midas of Vio, either because she's Isseimo or even if she's not Isseimo, if she is what is called the Isseimo Bechayo of Vio, she's not under the jurisdiction of the father. So, and it's Midas Imo, Chio, or if she's Iktano, that already has das, so midas atzmo, so gdushin is stay face, mid rabbonon. So the chachomim or misakein, that in as much as the gdushin is only affecting mid rabbonon, so she can annul the gdushin. So this is annulment. In other words, it's ikel mafreya, not like gerashin. Gerashin, so it terminates the ishes and tanal habo, but not mafreya. But miyun is ikel the ishes mafreya. Now there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether miun has to be b'fnei best. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether it has to be b'fnei gimel or b'fnei shnayim. Now we passed that it has to be b'fnei shnayim is not. Many rishonim say that lechatchile it should take place b'fnei gimel, but the eved, even if it took place b'fnei shnayim, so it's a fact. So all she has to do is to say b'fnei shleish or b'fnei shnayim in a reitz b'plein. So that annuls the marriage. Limafrei. Alright. So Shmuel says, Soras mimaenes asur. In other words, if, let's say, Ruvain had two wives, one was a ktano, and the had in her a gdushin mid rabono, and then he had another wife, a gdelo, and the ktano was mimaenes, so then the tzora, the gdoilo, is asur. Lima. Ilay meliachin. Hashti guf. To whom is she asur or the tzor? To the other brothers. Let's say Reuven died. Reuven died. And he had then several brothers, Shimon and Levi. So, and she was mimayenes. And she was mimayenes to Shimon. So, the halacha is. The halacha is that the tzore is asur to Levi. Hashti gufeshaye. Even the mamenis herself is muteres to Levi. Yom Hashmuel miyano boze muteres boze. Now it's about two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and she said in the reitze b'chok to Shimon. So the halacha is she is muteres to Levi. So also my boy. El Levi day to Shimon. So in other words, so not only is she asur to Shimon if she was minayanis, but the tzore is also asur to Shimon. The tzore is also asur to Shimon. Now, let's see the Rashi. Tzoras mamenis, noflu lifonov beizi vomis, miyoch echot. Deilo uktano, umiano beyaktano, so tzoroso aso. Liman aso, ila imafli shorachin, hashki gufo miteres laze. So certainly the tzora is muteres. Elo libide. To Shimon, to the one before whom she made the meal. Liyobim shemiano be. To Shimon, aso. Why? Why she aso to Shimon the tzora? So el lidei liyobim shemina biyasur v'miun okalei lizike v'koalei beishesach. So mimele, because since the miun is eikah dezike, so mimele there is an isur of ishesach v'im teima. So Rashi raises a very strong kashya. Miun nisuin kamayoka. The halacha is that there is a fundamental distinction between miun and gerashin. Besides the fact that gerashin is midraise and miun, the whole chaleis of miun is midrabanon, but the etzem chaleis is different because gerashin is mafkia ishes mikanu habe, miun is mafkia di ishes limafreya. So how can we say that the mamenes herself is asura to Shimon the Yom? Why? Because through miun the zikah was poka. But so what if the zikah was poka? So there is an isra of ishesach. Why should there be an isra of ishesach? It's eikah the ishes l'mafreya. So it's eikah the ishes of Reuven that Reuven had in her. As if the ma'enes the ktano had never become married to Reuven. So the ma'ila she's not an ishesach. Why shouldn't Shimon be allowed to marry her? She's in ochris to him, because it's a zikah mafreya. It's a very strong kasha. So Rashi gives the teretz zeinad rabbanon. Hoyl v'loy miyan no berishem u'mikeach nisuyim noflo liisiyave nireis keish esochi v'yoche amrino likamon mishas nifile nireis ki kalose v'hod ishmuya v'fei v'sham. So Rashi says the teinach ha'nami. We should say mikra didine. If there hadn't been a special takonas chachomim, we should say that even Shimon herself should be allowed to marry her. Because if this ktane made a declaration in a reitze b'chor before Shimon the yovn, so mele that was eikah the ishes l'mafreya. So the marriage that Reuven, the deceased brother, had in her is retroactively annulled. So maybe she's not an ishesach, she's an ochis. But the Chachamim made a special takon. Because nireis ke ishesochi, because the miun took place after the death of the deceased brother. So when Reuven died, then it looked that she was an ishes Reuven. Then it's retroactively determined. So mele, since it's nireis ke ishesochi, so mele jasur. And because of that, the tzor is also asur. Why? Because since it's nireis ke ishesochi, so midrabonon, so we see from that it's not a nisa of marasayim. It's not a nisa, an extraneous nisa of marasayim. If it had been an extraneous nisa of marasayim, like the nisa that one is that those who are tere in the mishko were not allowed to bring, to take, the to keep the kupo with the money, the shkolim, beneath their jacket, because somebody might suspect them that they are stealing money. So that's an extraneous isser of Yis and Nikim Ad Shemu Mi Yisrael. So Mele, how can we apply the halacha of Torah Selva? I mean, because of an extraneous isser. So here there is a special takonet because of Nirei Kein Shesochiv. So Midrabono, she becomes like an elbow. An elbow of Ishesach. An elbow of Ishesach. So Mele de Tzore is also aso. Is also aso. Now, this can be better be explained. So if Bochanunu Likamo Mishas Nifila Nirei Kikalos. Now, this can better be explained. I mean, not that it's difficult without that explanation, but with a certain disorder by Reb Chaim on the Indian of Bonim Arayim Kisimonim. I mean, there's the next sugya. So Reb Chaim raises a question. In connection with Bonim Arayim Kisimonim, he mentions that. He discusses it. But this is nothing, the disorder has nothing to do with Bonim Arayim Kisimonim. Now, the halacha is that Miun is Eika Vivdushul Mafreya. And because of that, so if Iktano was Mimayanis, so then the Baal, the heretofore Baal, is allowed to marry the cravings of the Ktane. Let's say Achis, or and so on. And Limo, why? Because it's Eikel Mafreya. Let's say Grusho, a Baal is not allowed to marry after he divorces his wife, to marry the sister of the wife, or the mother of the wife, or the grandmother of the wife. So he's not allowed. Why? Because at one time there was ishes, so Leila they become asuris lelom vod. Achis ishte is muteres lacham ishes ishte, but not lachadir she ishte. So, but miun is ekel mafreya, so Leila is muter b'kreve is ishte hamemayenes, because it's ekel mafreya. Still, the halachi is so dimore that Kuftes Yivome says that now there are many schuyes that the Baal is eche b'ishte. He's eche b'mtzioso, he's eche b'maisi yodeo, the Maisi Yodeo of the Isha belong to the Baal, and he can be made for the Nidorim, and so on. So the Gemara in Yevome says that if, let's say, the Baal was made for the Nidorim of Ishtiktano, and let's say she was a Mufle Aso, Asmuchol Ish, so Asmuchol Isha, so then her nether is a nether, but the Baal can be made for the Nidorim. So that is Kai, and then she was Mimayin, oh, let's say she picked up a certain mitzvah, and then, so then, the Baal was Eichet. Then she was Mimayin, or she earned money. So the Baal was Eichet, Bimayisi Yodel. And then she was Mimayanes. So we don't say that the Baal has to restore back of the mitzvahs that he took from her, I mean the Mayisi Yodel, and the Nidorim are revived. We don't say that. Why? So Izako, Bimtzioso, Mayisi Yodel, Baforas Mioreo, in spite of the meal. But the question is, why? But it's Eikel Mafreya. So that means it was only a myth. I mean, the marriage was only a myth. Now it turns out that there was never any marriage. We only thought that there was a marriage. So if he was Eichel Mitzie, because she was his wife, then she was Mimayenes, let him restore back the Mitzie and the Maisiadel. So why does Gemara say Zakor Mitzioso? So the answer is, Reb Chaim says as follows, that even though Miun is Eikel Mafreya, so it is not like Chochom is Eikel Mafreya. It is not like Chochom is Eikel Mafreya. Chochom is Eikel Mafreya, so then it becomes the whole Neder, Hetanidorim, so it becomes a Neder Bitoes. So it's null and void, so it's retroactively null and void, as if the person had not taken a Neder at all. It was a mistake. Mashenke miun, it annuls the marriage retroactively. So it only means that in regard to all relevant issues, from now on, it is considered as if the mafreya she hadn't been kedushas then. So only benegiyah kan lahabe, it is eikel mafreya. But in regard to something that is not relevant now, in regard to a question that doesn't arise now, something that took place now, at some time before, not now. So it's not Eikel Mafreya. It's only Eikel Mafreya in regard to all future matters. But it's not Eikel Mafreya in regard to past matters that are not relevant now, that do not rise now. So the question is the Baal allowed to marry Achis Mimayanes, Shaloi. So we say, in regard to this question, whether he's allowed to marry her now or not, so it's something that arises now. It's relevant now. So we say, it's Ikel Mafreya. The Kedushin is Botle Mafreya in regard to all future matters, in regard to all Mitalo Havon Yon. Mashein came regarding the Mitzir. So let's say a year ago, she picked up a Mitzir. And the Baal was Zeich. So that's a past matter. I mean, it's ancient history. It's not relevant now. It's the question doesn't arise now. So we don't say that it becomes retroactively null and void as if nothing had happened. No, only in regard to future matters. So it's bottle mafreya. But in regard to the mitzi and the masiyodera, the Baal was already zeiche. It's not relevant now. So it's not bottle mafreya. So mainly with this, we can understand this takonis chachom. I mean, not that it would be difficult without that, but with this, he thought we can understand it better. So in other words, so it's not just niris keishes ochi. It's just the meaning of marasayim. You find that the Muki Yosef mentions marasayim, shumarasayim, but it's not the general nisar of marasayim. It's a special takonis chachomi. In other words, because inasmuch as the marriage is not null and void, retroactively null and void, it has retroactive effect in regard to all future matters. So mimele, but it's not completely null and void, as if nothing had happened. So mimele, it's nearest cases of it. But we have to resort to a special takonis chachomi. If not for the special takonis chachomi, since it's negeye, a future matter, so we would say that it's mivatel mafreya. So, but chachomi mo misake, since it's nearest cases of it. Why? Because it's not completely null and void. It's only retroactively bottled in regard to all relevant future matters. So mimele, midrabonon, she is asur like an ishesach. So since midrabonon, she is asur like an ishesach, so mimele the tzoroso is also asur. This is what he must. Oh. So Omar Shmuel. So, Omar Avlile Balmamul Omar Maruk Vom HaShmuel Tzoras Mamenes Asor Leman, Ilo Im Lachim Hashdi Gu Peshari Dom HaShmuel Nina Nuh Bezeh Muteres Bezeh Tzoros Omi Boye El Lidei U Maishne Mi Maenes Dishari Lachim Du Avdu Ba Maise Tzor Namil Avdu Ba Maise. So the question is, why is it that Maenes, if she was Maenes to Shimon, so Levi can marry her, why? Dili Avdu Ba Maise. So tzoranamul avde b'mayse. So the Gemara gives the teretz gzeiro mishum tzoras bitin imayenes. Mishum tzoras bitin imayenes. V'tzoras bitin imayenes miyasiro. In other words, the reason as to why tzoras, the reason as to why tzoras imayenes is asuro because of gzeiro mishum tzoras bitin imayenes. V'tzoras bitin imayenes miyasiro. Vatnan, Vihulon, Meso, Mianu, so we say a mutor. The Mianu Biman, Ilim, the Mianu Bibal, Haine, Gushe, El Labiov, Leiloi, Leilom, Bibal, Utrigal Negevash. Umaish the Kimianu Bibal, Dakrino, Insui. So then the Tzore is muta. So Kimianu Biov, Namen, Insui, Kamoiko, Akre, because it's taken off there. So here the Gmoy gives the terrace. So that's the pshat. Why is it mishasnifile niras ki kalosei? What does it mean niras kalosei? It's not just niras because people make a mistake. Because al pedin it's not completely null and void. The ishes. In regard to all irrelevant matters, we say that the Gdushin was Gdushin, Bishayit. It's only in regard to all future matters that it's bottle mafreya. So, Mimele, since it's not completely null and void, so Mimele, it's Nires, Kikalose, and for the same reason, it's Mishas Nefile, Nires, Kitzorazbi. Now let's see the Rashi. Mishim Tzorazbi Timamen. Diose Lemishre Tzorazbi Tiktano. So actually, from the Gemara it appears that Tzoras Ma'enes Stam, not Tzoras Bitin Ma'enes, should be Mutas. Should be Mutas. Since Mikra Didine, so the Ma'enes herself should be Mutas. Even though it's not completely null and void. But it is Botel Ma'freya in regard to all future matters. Now in regard to the question as to whether the Yobmer, the Shimon himself is allowed to marry her, we should say, this is a Mikadal Habimer. He's asking Yishayle. He comes to bed and asks Yishayle. Am I allowed to marry the Mayanis? So it's a Mikadal Habimer. So Mimele, we should apply the Aloche of Eikel Mafreya. But the Chachomim made a special takoni on account of the fact that Nires, because Mishas Nifile Nires Kishesach. Mishas Nifile Nires Kishesach. So Mimele, since we have to resort to a special takone, so we should only apply this aloche of Mishas Nifile Nires Kishesach Ligabi herself, not Ligabi Nitzore, because Lenase Bomaise. This is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says the reason as to why the Tzore is also so is because of what? Because if we'll allow the Tzore of Imamenes Tam, so people will say the Tzoras Bitin Ma'enes is also Materes. Now why should Tzoras Bitin Ma'enes be Aso? Tzoras Bitin Ma'enes should also be Materes. Should also be Materes. So that is Midrabon. Why? Because so that in itself is Midrabon. Mishas Nifile, so Tzoras Bitin Ma'enes is Aso Midrabon, because Mishas Nifile Nires Ki Tzoras Bitin. So Mele, because of that, the Chachomim said that Tzoras Ma'enes Stam is also so, but it should be Gzeire. It should be Gzeire. So in Chanami the Mandola who says that Tzoras Ma'enes is Muteres, and we pass like that. So Rishonim say, why does the other Mandola, and we pass like the other Mandola, that Tzoras Ma'enes is Muteres, because Gzeire. But how about this Mandola who says the Tzoras Ma'enes is Asur, because of Gzeire Mishum Tzoras Bit Ma'enes, when Tzoras Bit Ma'enes itself is only the Rabbanon, so it should be Gzeire. So Kulechol Gzeire, the Rishonim say. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Mishum Tzoras Bit Ma'enes, the Mosel Mishre Tzoras Bit Iktano, Shenofu Yif, Umi Anepe, Imi Anepe. In other words, let's say, Reuben and Osher were two brothers, and Tzorach Bas Osher was Iktano, and she was Yisema B'chayu Avir, because previously she had been Yisuo, so she was out of the jurisdiction of the father, so Mimele the Gdushin was only taking place in the Rabbon, in Tzorach. And Reuven was Mikadei Gdushin the Rabbonon in Tzorach B'Sosher, and he had another wife, and then Reuven died, and Tzorach, and let's say, the other wife, so were Neiflis before Osher. So, and she was Mimayenes. So we say, Mishum Tzoras Biti Mimayenes, so the Tzor is also so. The also Mishre Tzoras Biti Ktano, Shenofu Liv, Umiyanadei. The Amre Nisuin, so what's Rashi's Loshin? The also Mishre Tzoras Biti Ktano, Shenofu Liv, Umiyanadei. I mean, the Loshin Umiyanadei would be Mashma, the Loshin Umiyanadei, that the Miun declaration was made to Osher, to the father himself. Let's say, maybe the Miun was made to another brother. Let's say there was another brother, Shimon, besides Osher. So maybe the Miun was made because that there's Machlek Rishonim. The Ritva mentions two Rishonim. Now Rashi's Loshon is Umi Anubei. Liflu, Umi Anubei means that the Miun declaration took place before the father. Umi Anubei. It's not Mukhar. Umi Anubei. Damrilo Nisuin Kamayi Ko Akhe. Vein zu zur Asel. Vein gedomme miun bibitei, hoyu wo kayo. Now, miun is only shayach in dushin rabon. So if she is in the same, then there can be dushin rabon. But if she has a father, so then the dushin reise. The answer is, if she is out of the jurisdiction of the father. Oh, hei gedomme miun bibitei ube kayo, dei miun ube seimo, shol ikibu ove dushin, mishkachat ube seimo chayo. Ki ditnam bifei bishamai, ktano shi isi ovi ovi nizgar shom, הרי יסיימו בחייו, ופוקר לזכות סמיני, מי שיוצא משוסי, ואם הוא חוביליס את לאחי אוויו, and she got married to Reuven, the brother of Osher, is יחיו רימוין ב- ביובן בחיובי מי אנו ביבאו קטנו יסיימו נוחי שמי אנו ביבאו מותנס לחומר לפי שהוקרתו מקדושי והרי כנפותי ולא יקרוסי so ביובן אסור לו פסול so then בשס מי זה so then she was not his wife ביוב מסור לו, ותחיד לאן הניסויים כמוי, לזוק כל יוב, נראה כי ישתי גמורו, ונראה סלבוש את על זה. So, why? Because it's not null and void. It is only מבטל מפריע in regard to all future matters. In regard to all kind of other matters. So, במילא, there was an apparent nefile. If it had been null and void completely, then there wouldn't even be an apparent nefile. But since it's not null and void completely, as Rav Chaim says, it's only mivatli mafreya in regard to all mikano habu matters, so an apparent nefilah there is. So mimele is asu. Hochanama vipite mi'aenes, mishas nefilah. Shenof lo bitu lifon of yiv, vihutzri choli moin boi, nirez kei shesochi, vinirei soroso tzorasabas. Now the Ritva mentions two shits. One shit is that when the Gemara says that Miano, that when Miano Biyov, that Miano Biyov, so Miano Biyov is a soul of Yovi, why? Because of his special halacha, his special takone, because Mishas Nifile, Nires Kikalosei, so that's only, that is, if the Miun was made to, in other words, it's so when Gemara, one Lashon is that when Gemara says, Mishas Nifile Nires, Kitzoras Bitei, that the Gemara has referenced to a case where the Miun was made to the Father himself. But what kind of Miun is it? It doesn't make sense, the Miun. What does she say? Eni Reitze Becho, I don't, Sorach, Basosher, after Reuben died, her husband, Reuben died, the brother of Osher, so she comes to Besdin, and she says to her father Osher, Eni Reitze Becho, I don't want to be married to you. I mean, does it have any meaning? I don't want to be married to you as if she could be married to her father. So still, the Miun, since there was a Maisa Miun, even though the Miun doesn't make sense, I don't want to be married to you. So still it is effective. Because of that, we say that it's that she should be Muteres on account of the fact that the Miun is Eker the Gdushin Limafreya, and only because of his special takone of Nires Kitzoras Bite. So she is Asu. This is what the Ritva says in the first Lashon. Ubitei mimayenes biyobn damrinon, pir sherashetal, shemiyano biyobvio, shehi yivom, pirin shel perushei, the Avo Gavde Gaviyovio Lishayach Miun Klal, Dulachaz Yalei, Vili Nafke Kamei, Afil Hoche, Mipnei, She Oso Maise Miun Bialme, Chashvino Leikin Maenz. Chashvino Leikin Maenz. So the Tzore is Aso. The Tzore is Aso, why? Because Nire Kitzoras Bitei, but only because of his special takone. But Mikhali Dinei, if not for the special takone, the Tzorah should be Muteres. Why should the Tzorah be Muteres? Because she is not a Tzoras Bitei. Why is she a Tzoras Bitei? Because the Miun that she made annulled the Ishes that the deceased brother Reuben had. But how could the Miun annul the Ishes? It was the Miun to whom? To her own father? And she couldn't become married to her father. Still, if she made the Miun, even though she couldn't, even if she wanted to be married to her father, she couldn't. But if she made such a declaration, so it has the legal effect of a Miun. I mean, that's very strange. This is one sheep. The Yesh before sheep. But then there's another sheep there. In other words, let's say there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Osha. And Reuven was married to Sora Bas Osha, to Shimon Rabon. And he had another wife, Rochel. Rochel is not a sister of Sora. So, and then she made the declaration of Miun before Shimon. Not to her father, not to Osha. In other words, so the other is Rishayim home. In a case where Sorach made the Miun declaration to before Osher, her father, it doesn't make any sense. Which she says to Osher with the Bezdin, "In the Reitz Bechor, I don't want you as a husband." As if she could have him as a husband. So, one second. So it doesn't make any sense. So it's mere verbiage. So in other words, the Miun is no Miun. Since the Miun is no Miun, so the Ishes that the deceased brother had in her is a real Ishes. So maybe we don't have to resort to a special takone of Nira Kisoras Bitei. Because there was no Miun. So then we have to apply the din mentioned in the Mishneh. The din mentioned in the Mishneh that V'chol Aichelo Limoed V'loi Miyano. So also Chelatzis Lomis Yabemes. You see. So there was no Miun because a Miun to our own father is mere verbiage. So then the Ishes is how the Ishes in the deceased brother is not bottle. So then it comes within the Aloha of the Mishneh, Cholai Chilu Limoyim Loi Miyim. So it's also Chalets Misyabemes. But when does the Gemara say that here she should be Misyabemes, but the Tzora should be Misyabemes, but the reason as to why the Tzora is not Misyabemes is because of a special takone of Nirek Tzoras Bitei, that's in a case where the Ktano, where Sorach, the Ktano made the Miun declaration to Shimon. ויש מפורשים, שלא נצריך אלוקין שיש שם יבוא ממחירים, ומי הנובח עוד מהם? דאף עוד אב, דשור הסדין, דאקרטינו ונשוין כמויה, ויצורוסו מותרס, אפילו הוכח השכינון, כאילו לא יקרטינו, ויצורוסו אסור להביאו, כדי שלא יובו ליטס ליד בין, צור הסבית הישי ממאמרס, שלא מצינו לוחלת ריקו. Yes.
How can, especially to the ritzvah, how could you ever get a
message
together to make it to me?
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, no,
if after din, it is effective because since it's only the Rabbanon, so Mimele, that Miun, so that Maise Miun is effective to be Mivatel, the Ishes from Afreya. The Ishes from Afreya. So, of course, the purpose of that Miun is not to be Mivatel Zike to the father. I mean, there couldn't be Zike to the father anyway, but to be Mivatel, the purpose of this Miun before Osher would be to be Mivatel the Ishes that Reuven, the deceased brother, had in Sorach.
So that's
the effect of the Miun.
In other words, otherwise Rabboni should be also told as craving.
What is that?
In other words, if you want to just craving.
If she will not be Mimai, so then the Aloche of Chol Al-Chiyu Limoi, Viloi Miyano, so it's also Chol Al-Chiyu Limoi, then it would be this Aloche.
So she should be
Michoel,
so
in other words, so then the Ishes would be Kayom, so then she would be Chalitza,
so
let me see a baby.
So her father has to give a Chalitza?
The Tzore, not her. The Tzore would be Chalitzes. The Tzore would be Chalitzes.
Her Tzore would be Chalitzes.
Alright, so we have the two Lishenes. Alright, now. Now, Rashi is not Mifuresh, but the Ritvo assumes that Rashi's Shita is like the first Lashon, that the Miun is effective even when it's made to our own father. Now, Teisves asks the Kashi here, so Rosh Hashanah of the Mamaise, and this Gemara, when the Gemara has the Kashi, Umaish the Mamayanis, the Shah Yelachim, the Avdi Mamaise, Tzor Hashanah of the Mamaise, so the Gemara gives the Teretz, Zeyo Mishim Tzor Hashanah of the Mamaise, So Tetzves, so the Gemara in the Kashe equated Mimaenes vis-a-vis the Achim with Tzore to the Yov himself. So Teime, what kind of an equation is there between Maenes herself vis-a-vis the Achim and the Tzore? Teime, neither of the Mamaise. Mikomo came kin de mamenes asure, have it so also kitsora servo, veiche midamelo in mamenes, the shaylachin. How can the Gemara say? The just as mamenes, is shaylachin, so the tzore should be muteres to that yob himself. But here, by mamenes, so shaylachin there is no easier. But to the yob himself, so mamele kin, because since the Mamenes is Asurale, why? Because it's like a Shesach with Rabbonon. So Mamele the Tzoroso is like a Tzorasei Shesach. That's the Isis Kashi. All the Rishenim has that Kashi. Now the Miri. Tafu Veis. Shtei Vomeis. Hamizdak Reis Mibayis Echot. Achas Dilo Vachas Tano Ruyo Limoi. Elo Shaloi Miano Bichaya Abal. U Miana Achso Biyobuze. Asuro Lozeshe Mianobe. Asuro Lozeshe Mianobe. So she's Asuro. Why? Gzeiro Mishumbala Saget. Shepiseles Biyvomo Midrabon. Shepiseles Biyvomo Midrabon. So the Miri mentions that the reason as to why the Mimaenes herself is Asur. Now we pass in the Tzoras Mimaenes is Muteres. But the Mimaenes herself is Asur. Now Teisle, Rashi himself has the question, why should the Mimaenes herself be Asur to the Yom? She should be Muteres to that Yom too? Why? Because since the Miun was Eikia the Isha to Mafreya, so she's in Ochis to him. She is not an Isha Sochia. So Rashi gives the Teretz. Gzeiro de Rabbonon hi, hoi ruimi an ebrish mikech nisi nofu lisiabim, nire ke Isha Sochia. Veoch amrino li kamo mishas nifile nires ki kalosi. So Rashi says the reason is why she is Asuro is because it's nires ke Isha Sochia. But the Miri says it gives a different reason. Not because there is an Isel of Ishesach Midrabanon. But Gzeiro Mishimbala Saget, Shepisel is Beibon Midrabanon. Suppose the Yovim would give a get to the Yovim. Even though Midraise, the get has no effect in the Yovim, but Midrabanon, he cannot marry her. So here too, Miun is analogous, bears a similarity to Geirashin, too, that Geirashin is Mafkiya Yishas Mikal Habe, Miun is Mafkiya Yishas Mafreya, but Geirashin terminates Yishas, and Miun terminates Yishas. So Mimele, the reason is why the Chachomim said that Mimaenes herself is Asura to the Yom himself is because of Geirashin Mishimbala Saget Shepiseles Biyom Midrabon. If we would say that Mimaenes herself is Muteres, so people would say, would draw the conclusion, that even if the Yovim gave a get to the Yevome, so she is also Muteres. So because of that, the Chachomim answered Mimaenes to the Yov. Now, so in other words, so we see that the Miri holds that even though it's not that the Miri rejects Reb Chaim's word, that Miun does not make the Kedush null and void completely as if nothing had happened. It's true that the best raya is from Zakoye bin Tzioso Masyoder, that Miun is only mevatle mafreya the issues in regard to all Mikal Haba in Yon. But in regard to the mafreya in Yon, that are not relevant now, so that remains intact. So it's not mevatle the issues. But here it's also Mikal Haba in Yon. Now he is asking Yishayle. The Yom is asking Yishayle whether he's allowed to marry the Mimaenes. So Mimele, the answer should be, he is allowed. Because just as we say, we got bekreves, that the Baal is muter, bekreves of the heretofore Isha, who was Mimaenes, because in regard to Mikal Habe, the Kedushin is bottom of Feya. So we say in regard to this Iser of Ishesach, so that's Mikal Habe in Yen, so it's not an Ishesach. It's not an Ishesach. So Mimele, it's not Oseh because of an Iser of Ishesach with Rabbanon. But it's a special Rabbanon. It's a special Rabbanon. And so Mimele, the Gemara can ask, so according to the Mimele, Teisus Kashi is no Kashi. Teisus Kashi is no Kashi. Because Teisus says, so because Teis says agreed with Rashi that the reason is why Mamenes is Asuro is because Nidrabonon it's like an Ishesach, Nidras Kishesach. So Mimele Teis says, how can the more equate? How can the more equate the heter of Mimaenes to the Achim with the Tzor? With the Tzor. Mashenke, according to the Miri, so the reason is why the Maenis herself is Asura to the Yogi himself, not because of an Isra of Ishesach Med Rabbanon, but because of Exero Mishimbala Saget. So Memele, the Tzore is not the Tzore Servo. If we say she's Asura because of Nires Ishesach, so then we can ask. So the Tzore is a Tzore of Med Rabbanon, of a Tzore Ishesach. Right. Elulav, the next thesis. Elulav biyom. Because don't it's always saying what others. Shami unekel insuin. Come on. Tame. Remind us how great the hashte. Tiksho is saved. Victone kolshe yechil limoy ulimi and it's also less lucia memes. We miss it okol insuin kamoy. It's more in hashte. It is yabu tzoroso. Doch a poor halo li kamo. And he shleima. Remind us how great the hashte mo tzlamima. We must nis ni lese kamon shet limoyin. Oi, big deilo. She became big deilo. In the interim. Ulkamu di poor halo, mission di boil the wood, must listen after the time of these come. All right. Let's see the reef, what the reef says here. Now, the Gemara Paskins, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, but the Gemara Paskins, that few days on the days, Kiosa Robin on the Rabbeche, Achas Soras Memaenes, Achas Soras Ironis, Achas Soras Marzakushose, Kulomitos. So, in other words, while the Mamenes herself is Asuro, but the Soras Memaenes is Mutanis. Soras Memaenes is Mutanis. So, the Ri, Kiosa Robin, Rabbi Yechaneh, Hamar ze gushos mishinis yitzoros amal. Tosh, Hamar ze gushos mishinis yitzoros achletzes. Yitzoros al gadai, tochol yitzoros. Nu af terutz kum taz, tri tzoche. Hi chletzes, tzoros achletzes bia benes. Umaskone kai terutz et basre. Damrino, ke osa robi nom Rabbi Yechaneh, achas soras miaenes, ve perish maenes biyobim, ve achas soras hayones, ve achas soras maaz gushos. Mishinis yitzoros kulon mutores. Vidav kitzor yisayen. Avolinu gufayen. Bidleke ba'adaye tzores, kol chode minaye yislo dine ba'ampenavshi. Mimaenes biyovi, diles lo tzore, aval gavdil gabi yovi. Dimian of day, lav baskwitze vi yuvniyu, li gabi ochif shel yovim, sharye, vichlesis misyabendis. Yomar Shmuel, mian of bezeh muteres lo zeh. So when the Reef mentions the aloche of Shmuel, of mian of bezeh muteres lo zeh, in other words, let's say, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven was married to a Ketano. Reuven was not the Tzoras Bidimayin, it's just Bidimayin. So Reuven was married to a Ketano, and he had another one. It's not even necessary. So Reuven was married to a Ketano, and then Reuven died. And then she was Mimayin to Shimon. So Levi can marry. Talia v'chiletes oimis yabemis. So in other words, it's not only, so it's a big chilesh in that thing. It's not only that if the ktano, Rochel the ktano, made a meal before Shimon, so Levi is allowed to marry her if he wants. No, he's mechuyev to be miyabim her. He's mechuyev to marry her with Rabbanon. Either he's miyabim her or he's chilet her. Now the Arishenim were chilet under it. And they say, many Arishenim are chilet under it. And they say that inasmuch as miyun is ekel mafreya, so mele there is no din of zike vis-a-vis Levi. So even though the miyun was made before Shimon, not before Levi, but it's ekel mafreya in regard to all we can have in the kinyon. So it's ekel mafreya. So mele there is no zike l'gabe Levi either. But so he doesn't have to marry her, he doesn't have to give a chlitza, he doesn't have to be miyabma. She's muteres l'shuk. Rochel l'ktanu is muteres l'shuk without anything. But Shmuel says, if Levi wants to marry her, he can marry her. And there is no Yisar of Ishizach. Why isn't there an Yisar of Ishizach? Because the marriage, the Yishes, the marriage of the deceased brother Ruvain is retroactively bottled. Ligabi all mikam l'habidik in yoni. So now, Levi is asking Yishayle whether he can marry Rochel. So we tell him, yes, he can marry Rochel. One second. He can marry Rochel because the Ishes was bottled Mafreya. And in Hachaname, even Shimon himself should be allowed to marry her. Mikalidine. But there is a special Yisar. So that special Takone was only applied vis-a-vis Shimon. But it wasn't applied vis-a-vis Levi. But the Rivshite is, so he says, the Avogadu Gabi Yogin Dimirabe, Lavas Kvitzeri Yidriyu, the Gabi Ochiv Shal Yogin Sharye, the Chiletzes and Misyabemes. Now let's see how the Miri mentions both ships. The deceased brother Ruben had in her in Rochel Tektano is not bottled. So why do we have to resort to a special takonet? No, the Ishes is not bottled. That's the shita of the Rishayim Mu'achilik and the Rishayim. And we say that when Shmuel says that Mianu Bezeh Mu'teres Bezeh, he doesn't mean that she's kuka to Levi. She's not kuka to Levi. But if Levi wants to marry her, he can.
And Mikhalidine Shimon himself should be allowed to marry. But there is a special takon. So that special takon is applies to Shimon, but it doesn't apply to Levi. Now let's see the Shita Rambam. Now the Ramban is also like the Levi. Ramban Shita. Now, Pirkei Yudalef Luchat Geresh and Aloha Tezai. Hamli Ma'enes, Eino Megureshes Nimeni. Vidino Im Bailo Shemi Anobei, Kidino Im Misha Liki Shemeilo. In other words, it's Mivata Vidushim Afreya, it annuls the male. He muteres Mitrevo, Vihu Muta Mitreviseo, Vihu Ipospo Min Akun. What is the right time now? What? 12:35. שכל הייצז במיון אף על פי שכיד מגט הרידיק משלו נסגר של ממנו בגט מילו ומותרס לאחר אם אנו יצא סיכל מפחד אבל המגרי שסקטנו בגט וניסס לאחר ומי הנרבי אסור לאחר זה ברישי וכי שיוצא מן מגט אבל כי יוצא מאחר מיר ואם צריך למגיש האחר מי וכי אסור להביא הורישי ולבני וליוחיד כישו הגרושי אף על פי שיוצא מן האחים ממין, זה נלוך יזיים. הממיינת ביובל, אסור ליובל, מפני שניר הסיקה לא עושה, באי שמי זנאי, אבל משור כפי ומותר. זה סביק חידה של הרמבה. בפלוג, just as we say, הממיינת ביובל, איזה אסור ליובל, מפני שניר הסיקה לא עושה, so all the other כפיים also. Also. So the Rambam Shita is that in as much as Mikra Ligine, so she should be Muteres Lovi Vols. But because of his special takone, so that special takone was only applied with Gabi Ovi, not with Gabi Shokrei. Avo Lisho, Krei Vi Muteres, Lifichoch, Imi Ano, Biechot Minai Voni Muteres Lovi. So that's the Rambam's Raya, and it's a good Raya. Because the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shita Sohi, so that's why it's a strong Raya. In other words, the Rambam mentions a big chiddush. With look, just as we say that Hamimaenes biyobi is asur biyobi, why niras kikalosei? So all the other chiddush asur mitni niras kikalosei. What difference does it make? So for the Rambam is right, because Shmuel says mi ano beachod min ayuvomim is muteres lochiv. If there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the ketan was married to Shimon the Rabbanon. To Reuven, and then Reuven died, and she was mimayim before Shimon. So Levi can marry her, but why should may if the aloche of Nires Kikalosei applies to other kreim too? So Nireke Shesochi. So we should say Nireke Shesochi, just as we say Nires Kikalosei, because the miun took place after the mise of the deceased brother. So why is Levi allowed to marry her? It's Nires Kikalosei. The miun in Shimon took place after the death of Reuven. So it's a very strong raya. It's a very strong raya. So Memele the Rambam deduced this chiddush that only Leoviv she's asur. It says, why? Because Mikra Lidine she should be Teres Loviv. Because it's Eikalim Afreya in regard to all the Kanu Habidik in Yom. So now the Shaila is the father of the Yom. It comes and asks Shaila whether he's allowed to marry her, so it's in Kalo Habidik Inyan. So we should tell him, she is not your Kalosei, so Mimele should be Miteres. But the Chachomim made a special takone. So this special takone is limited to Kalosei, not to other Kreli. And the Rali is from Shmuel's Din. Mi ano beachot min ayuvomim Miteres lochi. If the same takone applies to all Kreli, so just as we say, Nires ki Kalosei should say Nires ki Shesori. Because the Miun Nishimet took place after the death of Reuven, the deceased brother. So that's the Rambam's raya. So how can we dispose of that raya? Only by agreeing with the Shittas of Eid. And this is what the Ramban says against the Rambam. So he says, true, that Mi'ikra Lidinei she should be mutaris. Because Mi'un is Eikadish, Eslim Afreya, in regard to all the Mekano Havel Kinyonim, but the Chachomi made this special takone of Nires, Vishas Nefile. So is Nires Kikawose, so Nires Kikriwose, of all the Krivis that are Asuris. There are certain Shisha Krivis are Asuris. So the Mele, so it's Nires Kikriwose. Nires Kikriwose. So then you ask, because of this special takone, So why is it Mia no bechot min ayvomim muteres lochiv? If she made the miun before Shimon, she'll leave it out to marry her. So the Ramban says, because for the same takone of nireiski kalosei and nireiski chivosei, is so we say nireiski shesochiv. So if there is nireiski shesochiv, so there is zike also because of nireiski shesochiv. So now let's meet the Rabbanon. She is considered like Eshes Ochiv. So if she is considered like Eshes Ochiv, so there is Zike because Miras Eshes Ochiv. But Ligavi, the one before whom she made the Miun declaration before Shimon. So then the Zike is Poka Ligavre. So there is not even Miras Eshes Ochiv. Masheinki Ligavi Levi. So Ligavi Levi, so she should be Asura. If there hadn't been Zike, if there hadn't been a din of him in the Torah. So she should be Asura because of Nires Kishes Ochiv. But just as the Chachomim declared that with Rabbonon she is to be treated like Kishes Ochiv, so the Chachomim were equally misake that there is a bit of Yiv Mochlitze. So this is what he said. Mifichachim mi anu abiechot. Min ayivomim is mutarakom. Now the Magid Mishnah says. Oh. Vohuska. ברישא פרק שמאמנס ביום, ופוסק בהלכת כאורה. ביום המאמנס לממורי וזיקוסי, מאיתי מנישואי כמוהי קרקסי. ואומרו שם, אפילו לאורה, דמי אנו ביום אסור להובי, מפני שבשעס נפלוסי נירס צלוסי. ונח לי כשום, אם מי אנו ביחד מהבום ממותרס לאחר. מאלו בהלכת כדיברי ראימיה? Further in the Gemara, in the Sugya, in Bishama, in the Yivomes, so there is a machlekes, but we pasken that mi ano bezeh muteres lozeh. Umishom lo matrapeinu, do adin mishom akrevi. Because if we say, just as we say, nires ki kalosei bishas nefile, so we should say, nires ki shesach bishas nefile. So why do we say, mi ano bezeh muteres lozeh? The answer is, since it's a special takone, so the Chachomim applied this takone only with gabi kalosei, not with gabi shotrei. Avraham Ban, and that's the raya is from Shmuel's Din, Mi Anu Bechot Mi Avon Mitar Dwachit. Avraham Ban Ve'arash Bozal, Chlukim Olo Bezeh, Ve'yomru, Tichayichad Asur Lehovi, Hochanam Asur Mitrevim Achirim, Livishenire Bishas Mise Keishas Krevi, Avu Gavi Achim, Avu Pishay Ishas Ames, Hari Muteres Likulam Mishu Mitzas Yiv. For the same reason, because of Nirez Keishas Ach. So there is a mitzvah of Yiv, Lochlit, Semin Rabbonon, because of Nirez. Hilkach, Yokho Zike, די חד מנאי, הקטה שאי אוהידו, די מי אמרת, מר זה כשסוכיב? אין ודאי איש שסוכיב בי, ומשום מיץ ומתרס לאילו, אילו דברי עם זה. All right. Now the Gemara. Omar Abbas. צור הסיילס, אסורו, שנאמר, רויו הבחי רשע תהילי, פרט להיילנס שאינו ילד. צור הסיילס, הרי שאילנס הוא בייז נושי, ביחס היילנס. What's the meaning of היילנס? היילנס דוכניסה, דויולדו, כמו שאיל זוכר מנצה. ומייז דויבוי, so, שתי אסורים. Not only the Ayonis is a soul is Yadin, but even the Tzor. Uftur es nach Nitzah Shinema, Voi Aphei Rashatili, Biruyo Lele, Prat Lions, Vichidin di Pturo Kaimra Alei Beish Esach, Vitzoros O Tzor Aser, Viafo Garab de Hai, so that we're seeing the Ayonis. Let's say, Ruben and Shimon are two brothers. And Reuven was married, had two wives. Rochel was an islandess, and Leah is not his sister of Rochel. And then Reuven died, and they were both made slaves before Shimon. So obviously, Rochel cannot be Miss Yadames, because there is a special Kosovo, Ashatele, Pratla Islandess. So even Leah, who is not an islandess, cannot be Miss Yadames either. Because since Rochel cannot be Miss Yadames, so Mele, she becomes affected with the Yisrael of Ishisach. So she is an elbow of Ishisach, like Ishisach of Shloya Belome, or Ishisach of Mime. So Mele, the Tzore is a Tzore's elbow. So the Tzore is Asu. That's the longest of Rabbi. וכן דיקטורו קיימו עולה עובי שסיסך ויצורו שצורה סלבו ואף אגב דהי והוי הבחירה שתהילי ויסוקן למחילת ולכמון בגדיל האחים ומהורכן נעת כלון מיצו לגודל יבן מכל מוקים דעשינו נחף פרט לאיילס מה שתהילי דיקחו יסירו כין דהבחיר ביוב וגוף ומשתות פרט מוסף רב שיש שליש האחים ניסויים שוליש נושים נוחי נאציסטר. In other words, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were married, everyone had a wife. Let's say Reuven was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah, and then Levi was married to Bilhah, and they're not sisters. So Shlish Achim is soon Shalish Noshim Nochriyeh, Umei Sechot Mehem, and then Reuven died. So Rochel was Nifelet, we also Boshein Imai. So that is effective only in Rabbono. So he made Bishik, so Shimon was Mikavisher. Mikadish Rochel with Kes. So with Rabbonon she became Shimon. Rochel became Shimon's wife. And Shimon has a wife that is with Isaiah's wife, Leah from before. And then Shimon died. But his loy boiled. So in other words, with Isaiah, Rochel is not Shimon's wife. So with Isaiah, she is Ashes Reuven when Shimon died. And but with Rabbonon, she is Ashes Shimon. Harenu Chelzis loy Misyam. So both Rochel and Leah are now Nephilim. Now, Leah is Nephilim exclusively because of the Ishes of Shimon. And Rochel is Nephilim because of two Ishes. Because of the Ishes of Reuven, because Shimon was not king her Midraises yet. And also because Midrabonon, because of the Ishes of Shimon. So both Rochel and Leah are Chitvoy Misyam. Shenema Umei Sechonem Yivov Yov Leah. Mi she'oleo zikas yov mechot, v'lo yizikas shnei yivom. Because Rochel is nifeles because of two ishes. Because of the ishes of Reuven, midraiseh, and because of the ishes of Shimon midrabon. And this, and the droshe is rasma. Now Rash explain. Hareyu maima dushe yivom, hareyu shtei noshim, chel tseis. דיו קינסו הווה פוקה זיקה כמייס ולוי הווה עלו אלה זיקה סניסוי האחר אבל מיימה לוי מאפקה זיקה והווה עלו קצה זיקה סרישן וקצה זיקה סאחר דכסיב ומייס אחד מהם ולוי זו שמייסו בייס בלר בקו שאתו אישי וזיקה שניים עלו ושתי נעשו אסדרבון וקרו אסמכת בעלמה בקוז מדרייסה. So Rochel is kuko machmas the ishes of Reuven, and Leo is kuko machmas the ishes of Shimon. So it's two separate batim. But mid rabono. So neither one can be misyabenes. Mid I say neither one can be misyabenes. But mid rabono neither one can be misyabenes. Even though because mid rabono she Rochel is kuko machmas two ishes. So Mimele Cholesu will Yisyamen. Oh, Uvichlitze Dichodol Yifter Ino. Now the question arises, why does Levi have to give Chlitze to both Rochel and Leah? Since both are Schukeis, let him give one and part of the other. So there is a very simple teret. When do we say that if Chlitze is given to one woman, so all the other women are also proper? So the Zikin spoke about other women if it's from the same bias. But here, so Midraise, so Leah is Kukom because of the issues of Shimon, and Rochel Midraise is Kukom because of the issues of Reuven. So the Chlitze the Cholon Yifterin, as Lavan Bais Yavakose, Hoi Rulikinso, Vio Yobin Vomai Mea. We have a lot of education. We have a stay from a boys in this body. We stay in the service and with I say even in this case. So both can be in the service, but in the Rabbanon, they cannot be in the service, so it's correct. So, because on our law, Omar Rav Yosef, Zuyi Tzoras Eishes Ach Liav, she is a Nifili Goram. So in other words, so not only the question arises, Bishloim Rochel, all right, it's the Rabbanon. So Bishloim Rochel cannot be in the service, we understand. Because mid Rabbanon, she has the Ziki of two Eishes. She is Kuko Machmas Eishes of Ruvain, that's mid Raise, and she's also Skuka mid Rabbanon, Machmas Eishes of Shimon. So Melish cannot be Misya Bemes. But Leia, she is only Skuka because of the Eishes of Shimon. Why shouldn't Leia be able to be Miyabim Leia? So Rav Yosef says, Zui Tzoras Eishes Ach Miyab, she is a Nifili Goramo. Because of the two zikes affecting Rochel, so the tzore of Rochel cannot be misya be misida. So that's the only one. So he said, if you go on more, she's not from a base form of mizikachas. So we would see the Chalatina, she's the Osir Elom with Rabbonon. So we see the Chalatina, she's the Osir Elom with Rabbonon with Mitzray. She ain't can Israel, we are so. So in other words, so that's the only one. There is no other case that should be assault. So in other words, this is Mimai. She shall not seem to have a terrible cool or killing things. Zuni Mutemai, lovely Mutetsoi Mayonis, the Shari. So it's a cash against Ramasse. Zimora says, Lord Mutetsoi Mayonis, that's Sure. Umai Zui, Zui, the Israeli Philip Goralot, so also by a Hlitze. Ironis, after the Hlitze will buy. My time, Hoder I say, Hoder Abbot. Or the Reise, Tele Glimute Zores, Ailes Dassire, Waffle Hüselerei, wie, oder Rabon, Vorstein, wie, Fred Aldachin, wie Kassel, Alaschlich. Now, wie Chulon, in Mezzo, in Lianu, in Isgarsho, in Mezzo, Ailes, Zoreseo mit Toreis? So it's mentioned, so it's the Ferische Mishne, that Zoras, Ailes, is Mutere. And Ravasi says that any Tzoras Ironis is Asur, even not Tzoras Bite Ironis. So Gemara says, Loi Kashi. Kanshi Ikebo, Kanshi Loi Ikebo. They can name it, they can't name it, they can't name it, they can't name it. When does Ravasi say that Tzoras Ironis is Asur, if the deceased brother, when he was Mikadesh, the Ironis, Rochim the Ironis, so he knew that she was an Ironis, and still was Mikadesh. So the Gdushin was certainly not the Shetoyes. So Mimele, the other wife, Leia, is a Tzoras Ishesach. A Tzoras Ishesach. Because the islandess herself is affected with the Israel of Ishesach. So Mimele, Leia, the Tzore, is also a Tzor, like Tzoras Ishesach, it's Leia Belome. Masha'im came, the Mishneh, when it says that if the Bas, Teresora Basoshe, so turned out to be an eyeless, so it has reference to the case where it's loyikabo. So it's loyikabo. So Mela we say that the Gdushin that Ruvein made in Sora Basoshea was Bishetoyes. So Mela, so the only wife of Ruvein is Leo. So she's not a Tzoras. She's not a Tzoras Elbo and she's not a Tzoras Eyeless. So Mela, she's Mutar. They can have the Tony Shenimtsu, with Tony Shoyu. Now, Shenimtsu has the connotation that we didn't know before that she was an Ironess. It was only found out after the death of Ruben that Roche was an Ironess. Alright. Can she eat it? The Rabbi said, she eat it. She ומסניסן, ושלא יקבו כשנוסו, שתהי איונס ומתחב מכתוי, תהי איונס ומתחב מכתוי, יש להבין שתהי, לפיכך צורס ומתרס, לאף צורס איונסי, because the צור is the only wife, she's not the צור. שנים צולח הניסוי. אומר רובי, יוחסה, not like רבסי, צורס איונס מותרס, ואפילו יקבו, and not only צורס איונס, ואפילו צורס ביטי איונס. In other words, so when we say that Sora's bitei is asuro only if the bitei was not an eyelet. But if, so in other words, so the pshat is, as all the Rishonim point out, that's probably the pshat in the Rishonim, and in the Ramban, that's probably the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that when do we say that Sora's elbow is asuro, I mean, that we learn out from the Pasuk of Isha, Achiso, Isikach, Yitzreya, Vitalis, Avosol, El, Bechayeo, so we only say it if the reason as to why there is no zikah, there is no yivn in the bas is because of this arabo. But if the bitei happens to be an ironess, so even without the arabo, there wouldn't be any zikah. So then the tzor is not so. Only when the arabo is the mineya of yivn in the arabo, so then the tzor is also so. So for the same reason that there is no zike in the elbow because of the iser elbow affecting the elbow, so there is no zike in the tzore of the elbow. Masha'im came if the elbow happens to be an ironess, so even without the iser elbow there wouldn't be an zike. So mele the tzore is mutar. But we saw a bit ironess. The hold is tonishin into tonishor. Kosa Robin Oma. Rabbi Yechanan, achas soras ma'emes, ve'achas soras ha'ilas, ve'achas soras ma'adikus shosei, kulo mitoras. Now the Rashi, Hilcha said, soras ha'ilas muteres, ve'af agav di'ika bo'ochit, ve'kaimu, ve'avi ish, is lo'imit soras ha'os. In other words, because according to Ravase, so the reason is why the Mishnah says, ve'chuin sa'ilas soras ha'mitoris, because the Dushin is Dushitoris. So in other words, the Tzor is the only wife. So she's not the tzor of an elbow, but in the case according to Ravase, if it's ikebochi, so then according to Ravase, so it's asur. But Rove says no, the tzor of an elbow tells avakav ikebochi. So she the kind of have ishte loy mitzvah tzoroso. Mishum tzoras habas. Dichios rachmone tzoras erbo b'mokemitzu u diasre. Voho, kim d'ailunesi, v'lav v'arvonam l'chazi l'yirin yivu, hab tzoros o tzoras erbo sh'lo yivu mitzvah. V'kach mifurit aloch ha-deiros. I mean, that's unusual for Rashi to mention aloch ha-deiros. But here, Rashi mentions aloch ha-deiros. So in other words, so the pshat, the flug is, I mean, even though Revolve when he's safer, it doesn't assume like that. But it seems, I mean, appears to be very mistaken, that the reason is why Rove holds the Tzoras Ironess is Buteres, and this Chelka Ravase Lefruk, Ravase is right. I mean, how could we disagree? How could anyone disagree with Ravase? After all, the elbow of Eshesach is an elbow like the elbow of Achesisho. The Rai is from Eshesachiv Mimei and Eshesachiv Shloiv Lomei. So we say that it's just the Tzoras Achesishe is Asuro. So Tzoras Eshesachiv Shloiv Lomei and Tzoras Eshesachiv Mimei is also Asuro. So mainly because of that, Ravase says that Tzoras Ironess is also Asuro, because since the Ironess cannot be Misya Benes, because especially in Sakosva still it's part of Ironess, so she becomes affected with this of Eshesach. So mainly the Tzore is the Tzore of Eshesach, of the Elm of Eshesach. Rove is chelik. So why is Rove chelik? Let's say, why is Rove? So we have to consider two things, two questions. Why is Rove chelik in regard to Tzoras Ironess Stav, not Tzoras Bita Ironess? And then we have to understand why is Rove chelik in regard to Tzoras Bita Ironess. Now the reason as to why Rove is chelik in regard to Tzoras Ironess Stav, and we don't say, and it doesn't apply the lomdes of Ravase, in as much as the Ironess is affected with Yisrael Vishesach. So the male of the Tzore is like Yitzoras Ishesochiv Shloiv Lomei. Because Rove holds as follows. This is a kosu, that the Tzore of an elbow, there is no zike in the Tzore of an elbow, is only shayach if the Yisrael elbow is the sibe of the Hafkoa zike in the elbow. So we say, just as the Yisrael elbow is mafkia zike in the Tzore, I mean in the elbow, so it's mafkia zike in the Tzore as well. Masha'im ki ba'ayonez. So in other words, so ba'tzoras achesishtei tzoras bitei all the arayis, all the chomishesrei arayis mentioned in the Mishnah. So So the Yisraelva is the sibe, is the cause, and the Afkoazike is the result. So there we say, just as the Yisraelva is the cause of Afkoazike in the Elvo, so it's also the cause of Afkoazike in the Tzom. Masheinkin violence. So why isn't there Zike violence? Because of an Yisraelva Yishesach? No. As far as Yishesach, at the very outset, we should say, in every woman there should be an Yisrael Vishesach, but there is a special Zerzakosu that there is no Yisrael Vishesach in any woman if the deceased brother was not survived by children. So why is Nihilness not his Yavenes? Because especially Zerzakosu Vashatil Padla Ionis. So not the Yisrael Vishesach is the seed of Dafkor Zeike. No, there is Dafkor Zeike because of Ionis. So the Yisrael Vishesach is the result, is the effect of the Afkoa Zeke. Since there is no Zeke, so we may wear the Yisrael Shesach is Chal. So it's just the reverse of Achis Isho. But Achis Isho, so the Yisrael of Achis Isho is the cause of the Afkoa Zeke and the Achis Isho. So we say that for the same reason that the Yisrael Achis Isho is Mavkia Zeke and Achis Isho, it's Mavkia Zeke and the Tzorot Achis Isho. Masheiki Bailness, so the Yisrael of Shesach is not the Sibbe of the Afkoa Zeke in the Bailness. The Sibbe is because an Ionis. An Ionis, there is no Zike. An Ionis. So, Mimele, the effect of the Yisrael Shesach is the effect of the Afkoa Zike. So, Mimele, we do not say just because the Yisrael elbow is the result of Afkoa Zike, because of that, there should be Afkoa Zike in the Torah. In Achis Isho, where the Yisrael elbow is the Sibbe for the Afkoa Zike of the Achis Isho, so it's also the Sibbe of the Afkoa Zike in the Torah's Achis Isho. But by Ionis, the Yisrael of Yishesach is not the Sibbe of the Afkoa Zike in the Ionis. So in Meile, it has nothing to do with the Torah. Oh, this explains Rove's Din of Torah's Ionis Tam, that is Muteris. But Rove goes one step further, and he says that even Torah's Bite Ionis, even Torah's Bite Ionis is Muteris. So why? So Rashi says it in the name of Aluch HaZeles. Vokim da'alunis, yidin la'av elvo namo lechadim li'im. Have it so also tzoras elvo shalom yidin makimitze. Chafim for Aluch HaZeles. In other words, when is a tzoras elvo asuro, if the Yisar elvo is the sole cause, the sole sibbe, of the Afkoa Zike. But if the Afkoa Zike takes effect even without Yisar elvo, so Mimele, let's say by Torah's Bite Ionis, so without the Yisrael of Bite, there would be no Zike, because in Ionis there is no Zike. So Mimele, it's not Mafkia, the Zike in the Tzom. It's not Mafkia, the Zike in the Tzom. All right. Now on Sunday, we'll start the Sugye of Shomish Noshim Misham Zilich. Now this is a very difficult Sugye. And not only the Sugye of Bonim Arim, because it's more than difficult, but here the Gemara discusses the Indian of Shinopsoim Hashem, and that is an Indian that is relevant in many, many Shailas, and also the Indian of Bonim Arim Simonim. So this Sugye of Cholish Noshim Shamsu Morich, he really is a Sugye that discusses.
Nun Zayin Yuvamos, Fetisamashun Yuvamos, Lamish Vat, Heitov Shinamid Vav. Alf Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, February 1st, 1976, Sunday.
I have to attend the wedding this evening in Denver, and the planes don't leave, you know, at my convenience, so. All right, now. Ennis? Darren? Actually, this sugya is a threefold sugya. First of all, the Indian of Mishamshe Zimeich, then the Indian of Shinop Soim Hashem, and then the Indian of Bonimar and Simoni. Alright. Tone Ravide Kamil Rav Nachman. Sholish Noshim Mishamshe Zimeich. Zimeich means, that the woman puts in something in order to prevent pregnancy. So it's possible to put in meich either before Tashmish or after Tashmish. So now, what iser is there involved in shimush b'meich? So there are two possible averes. One avera is bitul mitzvah spiri of rivio. So since a man is mechuyev to have the ben in the bas, so memele, if he puts in meich, if he takes, if he resorts to certain contraceptive methods, whereby he does not have the ben in the bas, so it involves the bitul mitzvah spiri of rivio. But as far as this avera is concerned, so it can only apply to someone who is not mikayim as yet the mitzvah spiri of rivio, but someone who already has a ben in the bas. So this avera couldn't apply. But then there is another iser. That's the iser of hashfos hazera. So we have in machlekes Rashi and Rav Netam. I mean, most rishonim agree with Rashi, but there are some rishonim who agree with Rav Netam shita. Now, the Rav Netam shita is that a woman is not muzeres on the iser of hashfos hazera. Is not muzeres on the iser of hashfos hazera. Now, why? So Rav Netam says because a woman is not mechuyeves on period of rivio, but that doesn't mean that according to Rav Netam the whole iser of hashchos hazera is an iser that emanates from the mitzvah of period of rivio. The iser of hashchos hazera vis-a-vis men, so there is, everybody agrees that besides the chiyuv of period of rivio there is an iser. Period of rivio is a mitzvah. I mean, so the avere is an avere b'shev al taise, but hashchos hazera is an isa b'kum vase. But Rav Netam shita is that a woman who is not muzeres on period of rivio is not muzeres on the isa of hashchos hazera. Whereas Rashi shita is that one has nothing to do with the other. True, a woman is not muzeres on the mitzvah of period of rivio, but on the isa of hashchos hazera she is muzeres. But Rav Netam is also made a the Yisra of Hashchos HaZera is a separate Yisra, something independent of the Mitzvah Hashchos HaZera, but it's a cloud that a woman who is not one who is not Muzer and Piri of Rivio is not Muzer and Yisra of Hashchos HaZera, but one who is Mechuyev and Piri of Rivio, so he is bound by Yisra of Hashchos HaZera, not only because Hashchos HaZera involves a bit of Piri of Rivio, no, because Hashchos HaZera in itself is a Mitzvah. Now, so Rav Netam shita is that the Yisra of Hashchos HaZera does not apply to women. Does not apply to women. Now, and Rashi shita and the Ramban in Ide says that it does apply to women because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of period of Rivio. And the Ramban says, where is the Yisra of Hashchos HaZera mentioned in the Torah, which is incumbent upon women too? That's the posi ki hishris kovosor es darka. In other words, so from that we learn out, because the Gemara in Nide mentions that pasuk, in this pasuk. So mele, so herein is implicit in Elisa de Raise against Hashchos HaZera. Now, all right. So Tone Rav Bide Kamed Rav Nachman Shorish Noshim Mishamshes V'Meich. So what does it mean Mishamshes V'Meich? Does it mean Mishamshes V'Meich Kedem Tashmish? Or it means mishamshes b'meich after tashmish. Now, if it is kedem tashmish, so then the iser is certainly, if the woman puts the meich before tashmish, so then the iser is certainly incumbent upon the man. So the man is in veren iser of hashchos hazera. If the woman puts the meich after tashmish, so then the iser, if there is an iser, so the iser is incumbent upon the woman. I mean, the man doesn't do it. I mean, the woman does. The woman does. All right. So shorish noshim mishamshes v'meich. So in other words, these three women, because of the possibility of isakone, so they are allowed to be mishamshes v'meich. Tano muberes uminik. Tano shemot isabei avishemot tomos. Tano, so is allowed to be mishamshes v'meich because if she wouldn't use meich, so then she might become pregnant, and as a result of the pregnancy, niktano, her life might be in danger. Muberes shemo taase upro sand. So if she is pregnant already, so she is also allowed to be mishamish v'meich, because if she is not mishamish v'meich,
So then the Uber can become his son. In other words, disfigured. Disfigured in the form of a fish, of a duck. So that's how the Gemara in Yiddish says. So that's how. Now Rashi explains it, that Shemot Ha'asa Uber Sandu means maybe another pregnancy will occur. Teisha says the Kashe, the Gemara says, Inisho Misaberes, Vichizeres Misaberes. So Teisha says, so according to Rashi, Dan Davke Ben Kayon. So in other words, according to Rashi, when we say Inisho Misaberes, Vichizeres Misaberes, it doesn't mean that if a woman is pregnant, so she cannot become pregnant with another child. But she could. But if she becomes pregnant while she's pregnant already, so then it will result in miscarriage. It will definitely result in a miscarriage. Now, so, but Rabbi Tam says no. Rabbi Tam and most Rashi, they say that the Pshat is not like Rashi, Shematasu Ubra Sandra, because maybe the Muberes, so will become Muberes again. That's impossible. She cannot become Muberes again. Not as Rashi says, she can become Muberes, but then it will be, to not be vile. So she couldn't become Muberes again. But what does it mean, Sandal, in other words, that it will interfere with the heretofore pregnancy, and it might, Chas V'Sholem, crush the fetus. This is how Ramatam explains it. Now I remember that I read in a science magazine. I have an opportunity to read up in science magazines when I go by plane. So all the magazines that I could possibly read, so in the science magazine. So a few years ago, I read in a science magazine that there was a convention a few years ago of scientists, of geneticists in Moscow. I mean, it was an international convention of geneticists in Moscow. And there was a machlekes among the geneticists whether it's possible for a woman to give birth to a twin children so that one member of the twin would have one father and the other member of the twin would have another father. So there was a disagreement among the scientists. So the American scientists said that it's possible. That's possible. And the Russian scientist says that it's impossible. It's scientifically impossible. Now, when someone asks me, how can Rashi say that? It's scientifically impossible. I told him, I'm not a scientist, and I can't tell you whether it is scientifically possible or not. But I know that there was a difference of opinion at that convention as to whether it's possible for twin children one member of the twin should have one father, and another member of the twin should have another father. As a matter of fact, from the plain pshat in the Gemara in Seite, I think it's Aslame Ches, it appears there could be another pshat in the Gemara. But if you explain the Gemara in Seite simply, I mean literally, so it appears from that Gemara that it is possible for a woman to give birth to a twin, and one member of the twin has one father, and the other member of the twin has another father. There is a Gemara in connection with Orpo, you know, that is mentioned in Rus. So, according to the plain pshat in the Gemara, it appears that this happened. That this happened there in connection with Orpo. So, but it might be another pshat in the Gemara. Anyway, so you see that the many scientists said that it's possible for a twin to have different fathers. So apparently, according to them too, it's possible for a woman who conceived out of one man, so the next day to conceive of another man. So it's possible. I don't know, I don't want to go into it. But anyway, most Rishayim explained the Gemara.